section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Okay.
Coming to you live from Bald Knob, Arkansas, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Rocky Top Wrap-Up, Fuzzy Holes Rated, Getting to Know You, and the naming of my new organic co-op with your co-host, Big E, Intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Cleaner!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 225 of Burns When IP. I am your host, the Podcasting God. Blake Clayton.
Vape Clayton.
Vape Clayton for some. Folks, we got a great show for you tonight. We got some guests. Got some regulars. Actually, I guess you're all regulars. We haven't had guests in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Are we all regular with our bowels?
I hope so. That will make this a lot easier.
Usually about the same time every day.
Morning constitution.
Mm. All right, first, she's always on fleek.
Yes.
the only woman to put up with us for as long as she has, Intern Heather. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here. I almost didn't get here after a different change of direction on the way here.
It's crazy. The phone has GPS on it.
You know what? There's all sorts of dead zones, though.
You're trying to be an independent 90s woman.
No,
I don't need this phone.
I thought that Pekin was like, that's where Blake and Scott are from. Like, that's what the sign could have said.
The only two people.
Yeah. That's what this, like, the motto for your town could have been, all as far as I knew.
All signs point to Blake and Scott.
Right.
Instead, there was, like, three McDonald's, which is three more than I thought.
And what are you drinking this evening?
This is the Dirty Pure Project wine, and it's called G-Spot.
Oh, hey.
I know.
Makes sense.
All right, and across from me, head of security, not the official show driver.
No.
But it is the one and only Biggie. Welcome to the show, buddy.
We would have never, ever made it to Tennessee if I was behind the wheel.
Where would you have taken us?
Underneath the Cumberland Gap.
Oh, jeez.
That sounds like a porno.
I'll go with him anywhere.
Yes.
And we have Flannel Fabio. There's nothing else to say, but Flannel Fabio is in the house.
Thanks, everybody. I wish I had long hair again.
The head writer,
whatever that means.
The man who keeps us cool, the printing man for the show.
Yeah, you know how I get to be on the show this long? I have a printer.
So we got a great show for you. I'm excited. We made our first journey away from the homeland.
Yes.
And here, I got some.
This happened.
So that was, you said this was Conway Twitty?
It's Conway Twitty's version. Now, when I played this at Rocky Top Vapor Doc,
they look like we shot all their mothers and raped their sheep.
To me, they just kind of turned and like, we heard. Yeah. I thought they would be like, they'd all be, like, shit kicking and everything and all excited because I thought that was like their theme song for that whole state.
No one kicks their shit because it's not a good idea.
Do you think it's a generational thing?
No, it just seems like anything there that has to do with like promoting that area, they just kind of go, we don't want it here, wagon wheel, don't want this song here.
This is what we got from 20 hours being there.
Yeah,
yeah, that was the interesting thing. We did talk about a little bit about this,
but they're nice about it.
On the shows that we drove for 22 hours.
Yeah,
and we were there. For 22 hours.
Were we there? Because it felt like we were there for like 12.
It was very quick. Yeah. So, Heather, we'll have you start off. Mm-hmm. What was your takeaway from the trip, or what do you remember most about the trip?
What do I remember most about the trip? Some pretty bitchin' food.
Yeah.
Really good food overall.
Cooter Jones.
Cootie Browns.
Cootie Browns.
There we go. I couldn't even.
I was trying not to be racist.
Yeah, but there was. It was a strange... Cootie Brown is apparently a strange French man who goes on adventures and has outside of his store a sign that says real food in parentheses... Or in whatever these are, quotations. There
everything
we go.
Else that
I was
we
like,
eat.
I'm doing the bunny ears.
Everything
huh?
else that we eat is imagination.
Yeah, so I don't know if anything that he gave us was real food, actually.
Right, and then we went to Holy Tacos.
Holy Tacos.
That was a pretty cool place. All I ate was nachos.
That's all you ate all
salsa.
Weekend.
What is that?
That's all he ate all weekend.
He had an upset stomach.
Yeah, it was because of the amoxicillin discrepancy that we had going on. I was on amoxicillin to take care of some flu and sinus infections that I had. But nobody told me that amoxicillin actually cleans out every part of your body and everything in your body, like your colon. It just completely says
all the cillins.
I'm gonna Windex your colon, and the only way for this stuff to come out is just to shoot out your ass.
Yes.
So
you're lucky it wasn't coming out of both ends.
I was afraid to. I was afraid to eat too much stuff.
Like everything in your body, like gave its second skin away and just like released out.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
When I go places, that's all I want to do is just eat their native food, the local joints. Mm-hmm. If I was in your boat, I would be so bummed. Do you even care that you didn't get to eat?
Nope.
No?
No, I don't care about it. Don't care about it. To me,
now I feel like an asshole. The nacho, my whole thing was about food.
No, that's fine. But nachos and salsa was fine with me. I was happy with that. Just because I didn't want anything to. I didn't want to end up spending the evening in the hotel room and like the whole thing be a bust because I was like, you know, throwing up or shitting more water. Heather enjoyed all the great food.
And the cool people.
And the cool people. Too. Very cool people. What did you get out of it? Or what stuck with you most?
Boy, a lot of how instantly nice everyone was.
Right.
Like I felt... Like you've pretty much done all the communication, and I think a little bit Biggie with these sponsors before. So you guys have kind of a back and forth with them, but maybe I'm speaking out of turn, Heather. But you and I don't think really had anything to do with these people, nor do we really vape at all. But they were so nice to all of us, invited us into their store. And I've been to a couple of vape stores, and it's kind of like sometimes they're small, sometimes they're cruddy. This is a nice store. Right. It's very modern. It's got that shiny polished concrete. It's got that kind of exposed architecture thing going, the corrugated metal on the bar. It's a really cool place, and people were just hanging out there. It's a cool spot to go. Even the back room was, like, pristine.
Yeah. Yep.
And that maybe speaks to my OCD, that how much I like.
I love this place. Yeah. It looks clean.
I don't vape. I don't smoke. But the air was, like, chock full of cloud. But everything was just so pristine in there.
When I talked to Michael, you know, on the way home, we were texting and stuff, and a couple days later, he's like, "Yeah, me and Brittany were talking about it. Like how it was just like instant. Like we've been longtime friends. There was no awkwardness. Like as soon as they showed up to the restaurant and sat down with us, like the rest of that 24 hours was just like, hey, these are our buds from Tennessee that we came down to visit. So that was pretty cool.
Totally, you're absolutely very nice. Right.
And there wasn't as much Southern drawl as I was expecting. I was expecting like a couple people had a little bit.
Them have like frogs in their pocket and like most cut of off jeans to their knees.
But most of it came from the women. The men, not so much, but the women down there.
Yeah.
Brandy's got a good draw. Your little desk
Margie.
Margie had a good draw.
She was from Florida, and she still had a draw.
She was a cute girl.
Scott, what was something you took away from it?
What I took away from it was I'm local to the local, you know.
You know, local to the local place that you live.
Yeah exactly. Local. So when I go somewhere else and I'm sitting at a table – and somebody walks in and points right at me and calls me by my, you know, show name.
You kept saying that.
It's like nobody knows me except for my group of people, and then this whole group of other people outside of the state that I even live in.
You didn't even introduce yourself yet.
I didn't even have to introduce myself because they knew who I was. They knew who you were. They knew who all of us were from the show.
And I think that people that listen to the show and listen to it on a regular basis would probably do that with us because I think the show has always been very personable and very
for sure.
You know, and I think that that them listening to the show helped them feel like they got to know us and knew us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that was a big
and the reason and others why it amazes me is because we all have jobs. We're all normal people.
I'm not normal.
Well.
He's a podcasting god.
In the sense of we all have our daily routines that everybody else has, and for somebody to know you outside of your own group is it was kind of, I felt like I was a celebrity, even though we aren't.
And you know, the guys from Classy Vape were also just as cool. They were super awesome. Like,
they really were.
You know, we got to, it was they shocked us when they first came in with the t-shirts.
Yep.
So cool. Just from that point on, I was like, you know, it was just like with Brandy and Dave and Michael, we were hanging out with them at dinner and talking, and it was just instant.
What I loved about Classy Vape too is there was like so much intelligence about their product,
sure.
and so much like thought into what they were creating, and like so much professionalism. You could tell. I like went to their website afterward.
Yeah.
Like it is a nice setup for a website. Yeah. It's a great setup.
And they both Rocky Top and Classy Vape. One of the reasons why we've continued to have a relationship with them is because they take pride in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like we take pride in this show. There's a lot of people that don't necessarily like the show or whatever, but we take pride in when we put stuff out, we want to put it out the best. So, and they're the same way. So I think we have the same type of thinking.
Type of work ethic, maybe to
our product or our passion.
They're good people. I'm sure there's douchebags out there mixing in the back of their van.
Oh yeah, amen
like,
to that.
These guys are totally legit, super nice people. This isn't a plug for them or anything, but go check out their website.
Right.
Yep.
And of course, the big thing that everybody's been waiting for us to talk. We spent 2.5 hours in the car preparing this, so let's get it started. Yep, we're going to get it started.
Yep, I do.
Woo!
Says it right above the door.
We took a journey.
Oh, we took a journey, all right.
Yeah, we did.
A journey unlike any
other. I wasn't there. This was all like a dream sequence that I wasn't there for.
Right. You weren't there, but everybody else was. Your twin was there.
Yeah.
Doppelganger?
Doppelganger. There we go. He had one of the Classy Vape guys.
Brett.
Looks exactly like Big E, only smaller.
Only
Asian ganger.
Only a half, like 7 inches shorter than me.
You guys stood the same?
Same
glasses?
Yep.
Same setup with the outfit, all black?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blue jeans?
Adorable.
We all went to.
He's probably young enough to be my son too, so it might have been my Asian
your son.
Do you remember at any point
sleeping with an Asian woman in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee?
Right. We talked and we teased and we rapped about it.
We even rapped about it.
We talked about it on the show at when we were at Rocky Top. But after Holy Tacos, we all were standing outside. And said, you know, we're all, there's little pockets of the group, there's little pockets on the sidewalk. We're all talking and figuring out. And it was inevitable. It was inevitable.
It was the goal.
It was
the goal from the night beginning.
Right.
Everyone was pussyfooting around. Uh-huh. We all knew where it was leading.
It was leading to the pussyfoot. And we took a trip to the one and only.
Within 120 miles of anywhere.
Fuzzy
there.
Holes Strip Club in
Johnson City, Tennessee.
And they did say that it was the only strip club within like 120
miles.
So what did you think was – how did you envision this place before you got there? Jason, you go ahead and start.
I have very little experience with strip clubs in general, but anytime someone says it's a BYOB strip club, immediately I think, oh, it's just we're going to a bad strip club. Even a couple weeks ago, I kind of crashed a bachelor party with a friend of a friend, and it was in Peoria, and I think we even talked about it briefly on the show, but it was a bad strip club. And again, it was a BYOB kind of situation.
Show me where the bad strip club touched you.
And so that's what that was my expectation going in. But to me, the worse a strip club is, the better the stories
are.
Right. And as long as you're there with people that you like. And again, we were like, I don't know, we have like 11 people there.
Yeah. 13 to be exact. We were 13.
Oh, I thought we lost Dave and his wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess we were. You're right. 11.
We were half of the audience there.
Yes, we were.
Over half.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there were so many strippers mixed in with the audience that I couldn't always tell.
Yeah.
And we'll get
there.
Yeah,
we'll get there. Yes.
Sorry, it's your turn.
So I was just going to say that I went in with low expectations of how the quality of the place would be, but high expectations, and I was not disappointed of what we would get out of it.
Right, right. And you know, my worst case scenario was this $10 will get us show content.
Yeah, yes. That's a good investment.
Scott, you weren't there.
I was not there.
You were not there.
But the dream sequence that I had...
We missed you, buddy.
Was very...
Tell us about your dreams.
It was very vivid. It was very lucid. It was like I was there. But I wasn't. We showed up in my dream, and...
What was it that you...
The first thing that stood out to me was... I don't know if we're going to talk. We're going to talk. But there's this... The sign in my dream was... it said, Fuzzy Holes. And then on the... Each letter of Fuzzy Holes, it looked like dog shit until you look close and it was girls.
Yeah, it was like a 1980s font.
It was girls all over the Fuzzy Hole sign, which looked like dog shit.
In various silhouettes, yeah.
Yes, right. And then girls. Sexy silhouettes. There's an adult bookstore adjacent to the place, and there's XXX things everywhere. And I was like, oh.
I
had to take a deep breath.
It really is kind of what it looked like.
Yeah. That's amazingly detailed. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a vivid. I told you it was a very lucid dream.
The font would have to be 80s because who would name a strip club these days Fuzzy Holes considering the state of women's pubic hair?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's true.
We'll get into that story later too, but you know,
from your dream?
From my dream. Where the Fuzzy Holes, where the holes aren't fuzzy and you'll never find out.
Heather,
that was a quote I got dream.
What was your initial thing going into? Because
my initial reaction going into it, or what I thought of beforehand?
What you thought of beforehand, because you have a minimal experience with strip clubs.
I had previously only been to one strip club, and said strip club had multiple stages where girls were rotated, and the announcer kept calling out dances, and it was very much this like parading of cattle or something.
Right.
That's kind of what I expected. I expected multiple stages with some creepy ass announcer that was going to be like yelling at us to tell us what to do. So that's kind of what I expected it to be.
I have been to a plethora of strip clubs in my lifetime. My favorite. Strip club buddy is Shannon, my buddy Shannon, and he
S&M Radio.
S&M Radio. So it was very odd going to the strip club without him. Aww. But this is exactly what I thought it would be. I was going to Johnson City, Tennessee, to Fuzzy Holes. It was exactly what I thought it would be. Now we're not gonna. We sat in the car on the way home, and we spent about 2.5 hours. Detailing to the finest minute detail.
We were analyzing.
And analyzing and rating this place. And Heather was kind enough to document all this.
As she's known to do.
As she's known to do. Documentation. She could work at Caterpillar. Mm.
So we can call this the unofficial official Fuzzy Holes.
Yes. Yeah, so
review. This is the strip club scale.
I'm going to do everything in my power to tag this so Fuzzy Holes sees this, because I think they probably want to know what outsiders.
For being the only strip club within a 120-mile radius, it was pretty empty, so I'm sure they could
use.
They could use some promo.
There was I guess this is a promotion.
It is.
Oh yeah, this is a promotion.
What are the areas in which we judged, Heather?
All right, so we have a few different Fuzzy Hole categories. We have music, ambiance, facility, location, refreshments, price point, and. Dance menu, and then strippers.
Sure. So,
we're going to take the average of all those scores, looking at strippers individually, and then we take the average of all those scores to then find the final strip club rating.
Right. We'll do the final rating at the end. Yeah. Now, this is the most scientific thing we have ever done on IBWIP.
This is a comedy show, but there's nothing funny about this rating system.
No, we stopped at a Crystal's.
Yep. Unfortunately,
and luckily,
meth food.
Thank God we didn't. Yeah, thank God we didn't rate that.
That's the southern version of White Castle. Mm-hmm. Tiny little crud burgers.
It was. Yeah. They were horrible. But anyway, Okay, so the first one. What was the first one?
First one we talked about was music.
Okay, so obviously that doesn't need a lot of explanation. It was what the music they were playing.
They had shitty, up-to-date music, upbeat, and I think we all decided that the best thing about music, if it's not amazing music, which is not a five, then the next best thing is to have music that you doesn't ruin your experience whatsoever.
Right.
So we gave it
First we should explain the rating system, what it was.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, we're going on a stripper polls. Zero stripper poles to five stripper poles.
There you go.
You got five stripper poles, it means you're a boom in business. You got zero, get out.
Right. Yeah, the health department needs to shut you down.
Right.
Exactly. We're very confused if you don't have any stripper poles at your stripper club joint. Right. So we gave it a four.
Because like I said,
Who remembers any of the music?
We didn't remember any of the music, and so it wasn't memorable, but yet it wasn't annoying or nothing like that. I personally didn't know any of the songs they played because I don't listen to that kind of music.
It could have all been by Drake or 2 Chainz,
right? And we also didn't hear any. We didn't hear Girls, Girls, Girls.
We didn't hear.
Classic.
It's a classic, stripper one.
Pretty much the most classic we got was Fat Bottom Girls. I think.
Oh, yeah. I do remember
that one.
That's the first time I've ever heard that played at a strip joint ever.
Well, who was on stage?
That's kind of offensive.
Who was on stage?
There's a big fat bitch on this stage.
From your dream.
Poor Harper. I think it was Harper.
Yes, it was Harper.
I got a lot to say about Harper.
Harpoon.
Hashtag Harper.
Hashtag Harper.
Okay. So the next one we have is our ambiance. Ambiance, that's the spirit, what we're feeling, what the whole place throws off at us.
The vibe.
The vibe, exactly.
Yeah. Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
The initial vibe for... Oh, I'll let you do the rating, then we'll go through.
Oh, so it got two stripper poles. Yeah. Why did it get two stripper poles, you guys?
I'll start. You walked in where you pay, and it was a room, like a hallway, that had been painted completely black and then had all splattered a bunch of
neon
black light paint.
Like a clown had jacked off in the wall.
Exactly. A clown had spooged everywhere. And then I was giving the money to a guy between bars. And so
this is what will happen if you try and take them home.
And you had to be buzzed in. That was another thing that I found interesting is you had to be buzzed in like it was a high security area. I can't see a lot of people just trying to sneak in because it wasn't that big of a room. And for me, when you walked in, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Mm-hmm. There was no theme. There was no...
Besides
all Halloween. I saw was chairs. I saw about 7,000 chairs.
Empty chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I walked in, too, the same thing. I was looking around at all this clown jism. And I was really... I looked above, right above where you hand the window. I don't know if anyone else saw this, but there was a spider web hanging down with a stink bug suspended directly under, like over where you were supposed to hand him the money. So the whole time I was handing the guy money, I was kind of like, is this stink bug going to fall on my head? Because it was moving around. It was alive. It was like, I'm stuck in this spider web, man. And I was trying to get my change, and I just didn't. That's my first impression is don't be attacked by bugs.
Right. Scott?
First impression was the same thing that I told you guys in the car ride home that hallway was off-putting. I was looking. I mean, you guys saw me. I was pulling my hands up, going, "What the fuck?"
Because the black.
I didn't see you. You were there.
Oh yeah.
Because there's like a
black light. This was your dream. You imagined the black light.
For the sake of the rest of the show, all the stuff that Scott talks about, it was just part of his dream. He's just intertwining.
Yes. I'm just throwing you guys.
Right, but he wasn't.
But I was looking at my hands, going, "What the fuck is wrong with my hands?"
Yeah, he had like because of the black light, he had like a white film over his hands. And like I kind of had some too, and
but
everybody
not as
had
bad as mine.
Everybody had black shirts on, so you just saw all the little
fuzzies. Yeah, that part was off-putting. And then walking in the door, it was the same thing. I'm just looking, going, "What the?"
It wasn't. There was no
first thing I saw was the full band kit. I mean, that stood out the most out of everything. They had this
full huge stage
band kit on, and nobody playing it.
And
no one even dancing there.
No.
Well, except Harper was trying to.
Like I said, there was
entice.
There was no feng shui whatsoever in this place. Like
no good flow of anything.
Club
exactly,
Chub has leather seats, and it has the floor plan is kind of planned out, and it has. You know, they have waterfalls and stuff and a couple TVs.
And a special room for you to go get your dance in, not just some thing off in the corner that you can't get to.
A lack of feng shui, I completely agree with. It looks like every time they were like, you know what, we should change this up, let's add six more chairs. Yeah. I mean, I felt like that's what they did for like the last 6 years.
That's your answer to everything, Eddie.
But the lighting was weird. It was like a pinky red. It was just a weird ambiance.
Like
overall.
They got a sale on paint, on red paint. They got a sale on red paint. So just everything was, all the walls were red.
And something that bothered me is that it didn't give you like a natural strip club vibe when you went in.
No.
There was no like anything classic about a strip club, like lots of strip club areas or like a bouncer that was clearly visible. I thought was real freaky. It made me wonder if these ladies were like trained for some
shit
though.
It's just a pole in a shitty stage in the middle of a big black room.
It would be nice if the stage would have been in the middle of the room. That would have been better.
Who was working there? There's two guys hanging out behind the bar. And that was it, right?
You sure it wasn't the same guy that was bouncing from the door to the bar?
Yeah, he was. And then there was a gay guy that was like running in drinks. But
That's it.
There was no bouncer. I did not see a bouncer one time.
So. Oh, because we'll get into this too, because they're all trained in the fucking arts of jiu-jitsu.
Exactly.
To fucking choke you out if you touch them.
I believe so. But yeah, so that is why ambiance, two stripper poles.
Two stripper poles. So right now we're at a four for music.
And a two. So we're looking at an average of three.
Okay.
Okay. And so we got facility next. Facility is talking about the actual building itself, the structure, how it was put together. These are safety elements.
Yeah.
These are building codes.
How soon OSHA's
coming. The integrity
of the building. Indeed. Yes.
And what did we give that?
We gave that a zero.
There was no poles for that.
Zero poles. You want to start it off, Blake?
There were no load-bearing walls.
No, there was no load-bearing walls. It was just a big, giant room. Like I said, with enough chairs to have a small orchestra, a large orchestra.
Oh,
probably.
A huge orchestra.
The New York Symphony Orchestra, we had enough chairs for.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the things is we all go in there and we all line up. There's a wall that did have mirrors on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Michael said originally, like, he had been there a couple times in the past. I don't know. I don't want to get in any trouble with Brandy, but a couple times he'd been there.
She went with him.
I know, but, you know, he might have went a couple times when he wasn't supposed to.
Okay.
And supposedly that stage was a long stage, and then that square that we were standing next to was like the
catwalk kind of go out.
Yeah. So I guess they have ripped that out because they had all these chairs. So we were all lined up. We were all lined up along
the wall.
We decided not to talk to each other in a group. We all decided to just line up.
Yeah.
Line it up.
That was what was weird for me because by that time we had done the shows. I was all jacked up. Because we had a really good conversations, like at dinner and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to keep talking to these people because I have to leave in like 12 hours.
You know? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found myself like standing up and just going down the line of like, I'm going to talk to Justin for a minute. Hey, I'm going to talk to Zach for a minute. Hey, you know, and then at one point when I finally decided to get a dance, I sit down in front of the stage, which was basically we were sitting on the stage, but they had little places that you had to pay if you were going to. So I felt really weird because normally a strip club, you go up to the front, your buddies are all in a table, kind of back a ways. I was sitting like a 2 foot in front of Brandy and Michael, like getting ready for my dance, and I just kept turning around, like to my shoulders, like, "Pardon me, I'm just gonna, you know, have my dance here." And they're like, "Hey, it's cool." It's like, this is weird.
It was weird. You just like scooted your chair up like literally 2 feet, and then you were right next to the stage.
Right,
like the whole place was very poorly set up for them to even make money. The strippers themselves, because they didn't. It wasn't like chairs were piled around the stage. It was like chairs were everywhere, but where they would like make them any money.
And like I said, I didn't feel safe in that building.
No, not at all.
What'd we give it for that?
We gave it a zero because they used the same towel on the stripper pole.
Oh, yeah.
Same towel they just cleaned it right off with the same dirty towels
going
before.
The
health department said this has to be here and we're gonna and you have to use it, then we're going to just use it.
And those girls, they didn't spray anything on it and then wipe it down. They just, here's the sweat and the hooter poot sweat from the, I'm just going to rub this dry towel that's all crusty. And that stage had like four poles.
Yeah,
they didn't have a lot of poles. They should have separated the poles.
I was afraid that like one girl was gonna, because there was a couple times where they're most of the girls were very, I'm just gonna lean up against this pole and just gonna, but there was a couple of them were like, I'm into this. I took classes, you know, and they start spinning. I was afraid they're gonna like
whack the other pole,
just snap their leg in half. You know what I mean? Because of the weight of the shoe and then the force, centrifugal force hitting that.
Oh yeah.
Who said you can't learn anything on the show?
Right. I guess so.
Okay, what we
so
got next?
We gave it a zero. Also, they have weird barn doors for their bathrooms,
oh, yeah,
but
barn
that seemed
doors,
to have
yes.
only been a female thing. I don't know what was up with that.
And since we haven't said too many positive things, it was pretty cool that at least the men's bathroom was just a big giant chalkboard.
Yes.
And they provided you a chalk, and you just write whatever you want.
That happens all the time in ladies' bathrooms. I'm not even kidding you. That was at the High Note.
Yeah.
The
I
chalkboard?
Remember being so – yeah, there's chalkboard paint everywhere.
That's, so, not the, that's not the case in the men's bathroom at the
no,
High Note, is it?
No, no, no.
Do you ever
not,
think about like when you touch
enough.
That chalk, though, someone might have touched their penis a
oh,
second
sure,
ago before?
Sure,
I touch it like I'm touching my penis.
Because it wasn't the thin chalk. It was the
big
like,
fat outdoor chalk.
Big sidewalk chalk.
Like, I'm going to bring this from my house for my kids.
It's a dick girth chalk.
Sorry, kids, I'm taking your sidewalk chalk to the strip club.
So the next one we have is location, which we gave it a 5.
Yeah,
it was easy.
Five.
It was easy to get to.
It's Main Street.
It wasn't
more
like,
reasonable.
It was parking was great because there was nobody there.
It was a huge fucking lot.
Yeah,
lots of people
huge,
could be at the every chair.
Fuzzy
could
hole
filled.
Could be packed if
they could fill every one of those chairs.
Yeah, they could
with the proper.
There would be no room for anyone to walk, but they could fill the chairs. Mm. Yeah, but it was right in a great spot. It was right next to
the adult bookstore and
strategic.
A Rena Center.
Exactly. What, oh, and a Rena Center. Who's not going to rent a couch after they're going to the strip
exactly.
club?
How many poles do we give them?
For oh, we
five.
Gave them 5 stripper poles.
Wow.
Nice. So
1, 2, 3, 4, more
location,
than they even had.
Location, location.
That's right.
If you're opening a business, that's
right.
the first thing.
That's right.
Location, location. So
and then merchandising.
They started it off right. They started it this when they opened this up in 1974, they had the right idea of saying, this is a good place. And then it went downhill.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have refreshments. That is BYO, and we gave it 4 stripper poles.
That's right.
Good
you can bring your own shit.
You can't bring your own shit. I got really nervous when I walked in because I got a liter of Fireball. Yeah.
I never saw because you said you couldn't bring over a certain amount, but I never
saw.
No,
it was just a sick. It was just beer.
It said per person you had to have a half. It was a half pint of liquor or a 6-pack.
Where did
of
it
beer.
I see why
it
you're
said
getting
right
nervous.
On the door, like after, like when you paid the man with the bars, you face the door that was going to buzz you in, and you open it, and on that door is where it said everything. So
but
you guys,
had,
your door might have just been like held open at that point.
We had 11 people, so there was about a half pint. For each.
I know, but I didn't realize that.
Out,
I thought
you know?
That they were going to like take it away from me. So for half the night, I'm like,
that's why Zach wasn't worried
sideways.
About it, how much beer he brought in, because he
you guys
did.
Thought about all this.
Well,
time.
We I
well,
didn't.
You were also, you were worried about something. You assumed that guy taking money was going to be able to do fractions.
He's like, that's close to a half pint.
And that motherfucker didn't even know how to give change.
Change, no, because he got...
Because I don't lose money at a strip club. I don't lose money at all. I don't have much. And I gave that motherfucker a 20, and for some reason, when I came in, I thought for sure I had another 10 that he would have given me back, and I didn't. So I lost out on a lot of...
Dollar dances.
A lot of dollar dances. Mm. So
$10 dances, in fact.
What category was that?
So this was for refreshments. And so it was exciting that they did BYOB, so we gave them good credit for it.
We hit the
But we also did talk about
station.
The soda. And
ooh, yes.
The soda and the ice. And
good price sodas. Jason, we got ours for $2, right?
Yeah, and then we got an extra cup for a dollar.
We got a dollar a cup.
Fucking pricks.
That's actually,
from a five,
that, yeah. Compared to the fucking shitholes up here, that's actually not bad. I mean, because up here... Even if you're the fucking designated driver, they still charge you $2.25 to drink a goddamn water.
That sucks.
I feel like we could have been the assholes that were like, why the fuck are you charging this? And then I feel like they would have just like motioned towards the whole strip club and been like,
look where you are.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, this is how we have to make a dollar. Right?
Well, we went to the libation station before we loaded up because we knew beforehand BYOB, so I bought a bunch of those little mini liquor bottles.
Passed them out generously.
Got in there and got lit.
How was your little pocket liquor, by the way?
Yeah, how was that pocket
I left
vodka?
It there.
Oh.
Did you?
I forgot about it.
Oh.
At the end, things were amiss, and I couldn't function properly, so I forgot about it.
So what do we get next?
I bet it's
okay,
there.
So we got refreshments for 4. Price points, 4. We gave it a 4.
What's the definition we came up with for price points?
Price points was talking about the dances they offered, and if the value that those dances provided was equal to the monetary value that they were asking for them.
Yes.
Is this
right? That's totally accurate. There was an extensive amount and really reasonable prices.
There was an extensive amount and an extensive amount of confusing things too.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to say that the next one's dance menus, and we gave it a 5.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
We'll talk about both of those
right.
together.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Because there was an extensive amount of
things.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. So there was a lot of things with abbreviations and. Initials.
FC, yeah.
It's like, so, you know, we're sitting there talking to girls, and we're like, well, what's this one mean? well, that's, you know, full contact where I can touch you and you can touch me, but you can't touch me on my boobs, my butt, or my pussy. But
and what was that, like a $70 value?
It was
got a shower, too.
Yeah.
Involved in a shower. Contact was involved in a shower.
I was like, okay. So this one girl was like, I always get these guys. She had these huge plugs in her ears. We'll talk about her later. But she had these huge plugs in her ears. And she's
Pagan
like,
Princess.
The Pagan Princess. She likes, the guys love touching these things. And you could tell she was like seriously offended, like, why are they fucking grabbing my plugs in my ears?
That's super gross, though, because that stuff smells.
But
I got smelly fingers.
For me, I liked the fact that when I walked in there, there was a very chancy, generically printed up
clearly displayed
price list.
Menu.
Because, to be honest with you, you go to a strip club, you don't know how much whatever costs, and that girl could tell you something, and then another girl could tell you something else, depending on if she's having a slow night. And so... I felt like I wasn't gonna have to finagle with these girls,
right.
And that's what I didn't want. You know, that's a big takeaway for me. I'm not here to it's not an auction,
mm-hmm.
right? So I go like, oh, if I wanted the seesaw, that was $35. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the seesaw is at this point. I don't know what the seesaw is, but I know that it's gonna cost me $35. The shower thing. Although there was three levels of the shower, like you were talking mm-hmm. about, and you know they were priced, which is fine. I thought to myself, should we talk about the whole shower thing now, or do we wait?
Well, that's what facility or?
No, that's with the dance menu and the price point.
Well,
okay.
If that was that about it being broken.
Yeah,
the shower was broken. But let's say my mother always told me that I should bring a swimsuit when I'm traveling. And it was so disheartening to me that they had a shower and I had not brought in a swimsuit. Yeah. And I really didn't take in my mother's life lesson. So this
the
is a lesson
time.
To all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
A lesson
so
to all of you to listen to your mother.
I initially, when I was doing my rounds, talking mm-hmm. to all of the Patriots that were there of ours, I did talk to this young lady who seemed very innocent at the time.
What kind of lady?
She seemed very innocent
like
at the time.
A stripper?
A stripper. She okay. seemed very innocent at the time. She was wearing glasses, so I figured she was smart.
Oh, smart, yeah.
And I said,
and she was very cold.
This shower, I was like, hey, you know, this shower thing, I'm kind of interested. Let's talk about this. And she's like, well, the shower is broke.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so three of the nine options that mm-hmm. you have for dances are out of the question. I was like, okay, four of the shower, who gets wet? You know, she's, mm-hmm. I was like, I can't go in there and get all wet with my clothes. And she's like, well, we have swim trunks. And I thought to myself, I don't want to put on a pair of swim trunks that I don't know where they were last washed.
Right.
You know, at the end of the night, those trunks are going in the same bin as that towel that was
right,
on
exactly. And then she said, well, I couldn't do one of those anyway because not that I asked her because
this
I didn't
is my favorite part.
I didn't say yeah, this is the best I didn't say part. Will you know do one of these?
Mm-hmm.
I was she's like and I couldn't do one anyway because I haven't been trained
yes.
on it yet.
That's yeah. right.
Jason.
Maybe it's a complicated faucet system. Maybe we never thought of that.
What?
See, but go ahead.
You're a stripper, right?
Right.
Yeah. Nine things on the menu. Let's get it done in 2 days.
Yeah.
I talked to one of the other girls and like, so this what's up with the shower thing? It's broken. He's like, yeah. We're talking to Harper and she's like, she can't do it because she's not trained. Yeah, she's only been here for a couple months. I was like, what does it take?
Right.
Yeah. I'll take you in the shower right now and show you what's up.
Right.
That's
yeah.
why we've been talking that they have to be trained. They have to be trained in like the art of taking you
down. They have
taking
to
you fucking
be
down.
Trained in the art of choking you out.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no bouncer. Like,
no.
Like every strip club I've been to, the fucking bouncers are right behind you, breathing down your neck for the most part. You know what I mean?
Maybe you get to do all the dances when you can fit a gun in your pussy.
Three out of what, the five or six strippers that were there look like they could fucking kill you if they wanted to.
And they weren't the bigger ones.
No, they were the little mm-hmm. girls. They were like, they look like, fuck with me and you're dead.
The shoes mm. alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slap! They slap those shoes together.
So
I'm not going to do anything dangerous.
We didn't do the seesaw. Nobody had the guts to do it. We could have pooled enough money together.
The seesaw in which someone sits on your shoulders, like, with their vagina right in front of you and the legs on your shoulders, and then someone sits in the back, and so that way their vagina is facing your head, yep. and then they seesaw back and forth.
So basically, it's a dance that will snap your neck.
Yeah. 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 It sounds dangerous. You're supposed to be leaning against a stripper pole. I've thought about it a little bit, and I'm still confused.
That's how I want to go. That's how I want to go. Death by vagina.
That's a closed head injury yeah. waiting to happen.
What's
that's a
sandwich.
Lawsuit.
So now we are down to the last category, strippers.
Oh, oh, yeah,
we rated
we
our
go.
Strippers individually because we're specific like
yes,
that.
Yes, right.
So should we start with the big one? Should we start with the Heart of Gold Harper?
No, let's save her
save
ready
for
last.
Okay.
Let's go with Satan's Spawn.
Yeah.
Pagan Princess. Her name is Rin.
Rin.
Rin, I'll just give you a lowdown on what she looked like. Covered in tattoos. One with a big goat on her chest.
Satanic goat.
Satanic goat on her chest. Covered. With two anarchy symbols yeah. next to it, right?
No.
A Satan symbol?
It's pentagram.
Two pentagrams.
There we go.
She was loaded with pentagrams.
Pentagrams.
She had a lot of satanic
She was
art.
Scott's favorite. I should really let
and,
Scott
yeah,
do the talking.
She,
you in your dream, I think you had a really long discussion
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, I did. I talked to her for a few minutes in my dream, and she was covered in just head, neck, to foot. The only tattoo that was not Satanistic on her, she has a fucking R2-D2 on her side, on her calf.
And her calf.
Yeah. I said, we are not the droid you're looking for. She didn't get it. But
she was an all right dancer as far
she's
as
a good dancer.
Goes.
But
all
she,
right dancer.
What did we rate her?
We gave her of. Four.
A four. Four yeah. Yeah, she was an attractive girl.
Yeah, she was pretty.
She gave me my cage dance. I had a cage yeah. dance. We forgot to talk about this.
How was your cage dance?
In the corner... of this place, there was a cage, and I had some steps up to it. So you had to climb over about 46 chairs,
yeah,
and then you stepped up into this. And I'm a gentleman, so I always let the girl go first, and she was like, open the door for me, and I'm like standing there waiting for her to go in. And I'm like, oh, wait, I guess. And she's like, go ahead. I'm like, oh, I guess I have to go first. So you sit down in this chair, and then you look up, you know, as you, know, you sit down, and she's standing over you. You're thinking, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I'm in a cage with a naked girl.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad could happen here.
Nothing naked.
Blake and I were team cage dance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was they had a light, a party light, or, you know, a flashing light, or red light, or whatever. Right outside the cage on the ceiling that's pointed straight down in there. So obviously, you know, but every time I tried to look up at this naked girl, I just got these
no,
big red
no,
blotches
God,
of burning sensations in my retinas.
That's hilarious.
that's
Satan telling you not to look
yeah,
too
right.
close.
Exactly. Now, you had, well, we'll save
Are
your,
are we going to come into Chanel next?
We'll do, so we
Shining
gave, the,
Chanel?
We gave, what was her name,
we,
Satan?
We have to give
Satan's,
Pagan Princess a four.
Rin.
Yeah.
And I have to mention two more tattoos. She had 666 and a fucking Satan kitten right above her pussy.
Hmm.
But yes. I mean, but you didn't really get to see.
Nothing. No.
Because at the Fuzzy Hole, they wear two pairs
two
of underwear.
Two pairs of underwear.
And
two.
Pasties over there.
And
nipples.
Pasties.
So it's not really like
I
any.
Was.
It was basically. It was basically not. It wasn't a strip club.
It was a go-go
they
club.
Were they were in a strip club because they were already undressed. So part of the art of stripping is taking your clothes off. So
and there was a lack of stripping.
Because it's not a strip
that.
Club. It is a glorified bikini club.
Mm. Yeah.
Ah.
Go-go
it's
dancers.
A go-go dancer club.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. So the reason that Rin got, or Pagan Princess got a four, she just wasn't fully in it. And I don't think we all believed her.
Yeah.
No. She wasn't in
it. I think she was just there because she could get money every week to go get her tattoos.
All right.
That's basically what she told me.
So our next one, do you want to talk
Who's
about
next?
Top Dog?
Yeah, well, let's do
some of the other ones. Let's talk about Dazed and Confused.
Oh.
Miss Dazed
yeah.
and Confused. First off, clicked her heels together like no other.
Yeah.
Like, literally, she looked like she was, like, half in a coma the whole time. Like,
yep.
half of her dance was, like, no hands, like, worm writhing on the ground. And then you would be like, oh, she's not okay. And then she would just smack her heels together.
She had this glorious 80s hair metal hair.
Oh, I did want her hair, though.
That was in her face, so even if she was ugly, you wouldn't even know.
And that's the whole point.
It was
think.
The mystery.
She was.
She's
so,
lost in a whole other world.
She's in another world. I don't know if she gets so messed up on drugs before she starts her shift, so she could do this all night long.
The other stripper is like, she just loves doing this, and she's such a professional.
Place, right?
She goes to another place, and I'm like. That place is methamphetamines and probably speedballing because she was a little high, a little low. Yeah.
I would not be surprised if she got off, though, during those dances. She looked like she was truly into it.
Yeah.
In it to win
She
it.
Was the most artistic dancer.
By
yeah.
far.
By far.
Obviously, by our two-star rating, we didn't really enjoy it, though.
No. Because we when really she got off the stage, she would just walk, and she would just walk like a zombie. Like, she was just...
Yeah.
I saw her, at one point, she took a couple back in the back, in the VIP lounge, and she was just walking way in front of them. Like, normally, a stripper either takes you by the hand or walks with you and talks to you as that you go in, because they're wanting to make you as comfortable as possible because they want to take as much money from you as possible. This is also a couple, a man and a woman. I don't know if they're married or not. You would think that you would at least butter up with the woman,
make him feel comfortable. Sure.
No, it was like a she went first, and then about 12 steps later, then the girl, the wife, and then 12 steps later is the guy who just has a look on his face like, I can't believe this is really happening to me. It's costing me $4,000, but it's worth it. So, but she was just drugged out. Yeah. She took out of everything.
She did seem like she had a little bit of a problem. Next one we have Small Tits McGee.
Ah, Small Tits McGee.
This is Jason's.
Jason,
take it.
What was her rating first?
We gave her a 4.
A 4.
She was a cute girl. Good.
You had a dance from this young lady.
Just like a real quick one, like everyone else, like a dollar thing at the edge of the stage. Yeah,
but you were really into this dance.
I don't know if I was really into. I thought she was my favorite. I don't know if I was really into any of it.
Well,
you once mentioned half mast. We decided that she's your
favorite.
Half mast. Oh, yeah. I was semi two messing.
Yeah.
You were awfully drunk though too.
Yeah.
I was drunk. I never get into a strip club. To me, it's like I said, it's more of like a funny kind of thing. Sure, like, yeah. I remember like looking over at you guys halfway through some of the dances and just like have a smirk on my face just because it was so ridiculous.
But Small Tits McGee, you like you're fond of.
Moderate breasts and women. Yeah, yeah.
She seemed to be into it enough to.
She was cute. Yeah. She was very into it. She mouthed words, and I think that's why they knocked her down the point. Yeah. I know Blake's I forgot. I hate her.
That's a pet peeve.
No,
I whenever I go to strip club, do not sing the song you're dancing to to me. I can hear it. I'm not. Part of my fantasy is not to karaoke with you. It's to look at your vagina, look at your perky little titties, and look at your asshole. And hopefully, that it's not just fucking tore up.
Go home and jack off.
And so I can go home and jack off. I don't want to listen to you sing lip sync an Aerosmith song.
She did have a really nice ass.
Yeah,
she did.
See, so God giveth and God taketh away.
So yeah, there's always a good with the bad. Yeah. And you always got to take the bad with the good. So she's cute, perky, fun, really energetic.
She got a four.
Next up. Cashmere.
Yes,
Cashmere. Hold on, I'm going to talk about Cashmere. Cashmere, I talked to Cashmere.
Oh, yeah.
She wore a sweatshirt.
The only chocolate.
Yes, the only chocolate lady there. We talked for a while. I recommended where to sell her costumes online, so I really enjoyed her. But her dancing quality, not so great.
No.
So we ended up giving her 3 stripper poles.
Yeah. And we were also trying, there was another girl was saying, there's this one black girl who works here, and she's just got the V that goes down, and we're all going, I hope this is not the one you're fucking talking about.
It's much
about.
More of a U, not yeah, so much more, a V.
This is more
she had really pretty eyes.
It was more of a fupa.
She did have pretty eyes.
She,
a fucked up front pussy.
I got a piece of that.
She didn't have a fucked up front pussy.
I am the self-nominated, or so, what's it called? Self
chocolate
proclaimed black magnet.
Black magnet.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. I've got video of Jason discussing that.
Oh, no.
But
never release it.
No, it won't be released, but... That's
for extended edition of IBWIP. Check it out 3 weeks from now.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Jason's Black Magnet discussion.
That was at the hotel later when Heather and I were talking, and you were just secretly videotaping.
Yep.
I did that a lot.
So the next one we have is Lily, the mother of all.
The mother hen.
They all, Cashmere fawned over her, said that she, you know, helped everyone out. When someone got new came into the strip club, she really took them all in under her large, flabby arms and showed them the ropes.
Her ass like an igloo cooler.
Oh, yeah, and when she was up there dancing, she was so excited. Like, we were all like, I don't know why you're so excited about
this. She was very
this.
Happy to be dancing.
Yeah. She was happy.
She's like, listen.
We weren't happy.
Listen, I'm out of the house.
Yeah.
The kids are all the babysitters. The husband is playing canasta tonight. you know, I've been doing this long enough. I'm going to go up here. I'm going to take this dry rag and wipe off this pole, and then I'm going to give it my all for the next 4 minutes.
You know that she is the one that like is giving like the self defense lessons. Though she's like
she was
talking in that voice, and then she's like, "I'm going to take him down."
She was built like Brian Urlacher.
Right. What did we give her?
We gave her a 1.
Oh, no.
The one for being the mama, for being a sweet little mama soul, bear. But no one wants to watch her actually be a stripper.
She had the faith in that.
She had the tenacity of a much younger woman.
Yes.
Now
not the body.
Now we come to our prize stripper, or at least I'm going to call her that. So it's Chanel. Lovely Chanel. Five stars for Chanel.
Chanel number five,
indeed. Five stripper poles. She was a lovely lady. I got a cage dance from her.
Now,
let's
talk about this.
Let's talk about the cage dance. So
I'll start, and then so
he's a part of the cage dance.
It was like a tag team thing. Uh-huh. But I was like, you know what? On one of the episodes you talked about, you wanted to go to a strip club and get some.
No, it was on our way down.
Moved up in your eye sockets. So I'm like, all right, $15 for this cage dance, right? No problem. So I said, Heather, let's go out and get a cage dance. Who do you want? You know, and you know, obviously Heather has some taste. Obviously, she's like, well, that's the prettiest of this bunch of fucking hoo-has. And so we walked over. She was on the other side. We walked over to her, and she was talking to somebody. And I guess I have stripper etiquette or something. I just waited till her conversation was over. And I said, are you busy? And she's like, I'm just sitting here talking. And I was like, well, I'd like to buy my friend a cage dance. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay. And so I got the money. I go, do you have change? Because all I had was a 20. Because I didn't want her to take the 20 and just walk away.
Right.
I was like, I'd like to have my change. This is a no-tip policy for this guy. So she gives me the $5, and I said, cool. And then I wanted to start a conversation with her. She was not having that. She grabbed Heather and said, let's go, honey. And then...
And that's where we went.
Have you noticed a common theme in these strippers' voices in Tennessee? They're all Jewish mothers.
Love a good Jewish mother here in Tennessee. And she continued her Jewish mother antics by mothering me. And basically, she just asked me, she's like, now, did you want this dance, or did he make you do it?
Did he make
it?
That's the best.
Yeah. And I said, no, it's okay. This was okay. And then she didn't ask again, which shows, I like that, about a woman who just takes another woman for her word and goes with that. Yeah. So she provided an excellent dance. I had no idea that those were pasties, by the way. Not a bit.
Because they're all flesh colored.
Yeah.
It did. So they're that made latex. Me. Yeah, that made me slightly uncomfortable. I was like, this lady isn't into it at all. Like, she's doing this against her will. Like, I'm so sad for her. But it was good. It was a successful dance.
You said that she was very into it. How she did.
She was very into it.
And you guys might have.
I can't say that part. Because if we show them, then that's not good for them. So something happened that maybe the fuzzy holes wouldn't like.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it. The whole thing was nice. She showed me her underpants under her pants.
And then under those pants.
Under
the... And was she, another pair of pants.
Her lips
were... She said six pairs of pants on. She just kept taking them off. She
and
had
you said there was no stripping.
but she
took
was
a lot of work.
She was a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
She was pretty.
She did that whole, what is ASMR... When it's like those little sounds get you going.
Yes,
she did one of those like up by the side of my face. She's like,
chewing gum.
They had to use all the tools at their dispense because they couldn't take off their clothes.
You couldn't take
off
any
clothes. I had a lot of that moaning and stuff in my ears. Yeah, there's a lot. You get some of that too?
A little bit, yes.
Like this.
Yeah. But I got something much worse.
I got one like this. So what the hell are you doing? Give me that dollar back.
I'm not.
So we gave her
I'm not at the proper load bearing position.
We gave this one a five.
We gave her a five.
She had perfect fake breasts.
Her exquisite figure.
Perfect ass.
Her lovely checking if I was okay. Yeah. That was beautiful.
That's so funny.
She at any other strip club like she probably would have been a four.
Well, up here though, I mean, she would have been
a four.
Yeah.
But she was top dog there.
Oh, yeah.
Looks-wise, dance-wise. And then...
It comes to Harper.
Harper.
Miss Zero.
Harper!
Miss Lunch Lady is the phrase that I have written down.
Lunch Lady. Harper, this is the girl I had a discussion with about the shower, who wasn't trained yet, and it was broke. She came and sat down.
Immediately
sat down with our group.
I'm so off put by her from the moment that
she
sat
me
down.
Too.
I think she's the reason the shower was broken.
Right. And she, when she was sitting there talking, like you said, none of these girls stripped. Some of them, they have like just regular clothes on, like a hoodie. But she had this something over her lap. And it was, okay, you're half naked, it's cold,
blanket.
Fine. She was very, very talkative. She was talking to the whole bunch. She was putting a lot of work into hoping to get some money. So during the shower discussion, you know, I was joking around with her and laughing, and she was playing along with me. She wasn't being a bitch or anything. So I'm like, you know, I wasn't sitting over by
her. She touched your belly.
I was not. Oh, the bitch was rubbing my belly.
Yep.
I'm standing over, like all men should with a woman, at a strip club. And she said, and she started to rub my belly, and I'm like, oh, that's no touch policy. That's rude. If you want money from me, don't rub my belly and show me how big it is.
Touch my belly.
Yeah.
So she didn't. She just sat with our group for like an hour.
For so long.
And I was like, I wonder if she's ever going to actually dance.
She took the whole mystery of a strip club out of it by explaining all the inner workings and details that none of us needed to know.
She got into their fiscal year with us. Got into some tax breaks.
I mean, somebody mentioned OSHA, which I think was me. I said something about OSHA, and she goes, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm like,
She was wearing more clothes than I was.
Yeah, if you want money, don't ruin the whole the mystique. Is that the word I'm looking for?
So when we finally came to the dancing part, when Harper finally performed, I think, Blake, you're the one who felt compelled to have her dance for you because you felt like you had eaten up so much of her time.
Right, she invested a lot of time talking to me. She wasn't a bitch about it, blah, blah, blah. She gets up on stage. There's a reason why she had something laying over her.
Exactly.
She did not have the greatest body in the world.
No.
I would say that if she didn't talk, she had a cute face.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was trying to be nice. So I sit down. It's toward the end of the night. I only got a couple bucks left. And I sit down. And she starts dancing. And then she comes up to me with this humongous ass.
Huge.
Puts it in my lap.
With a huge zit on it.
With a huge zit on it. And starts doing the torquing thing on my stomach.
Yeah.
And the waft of poop smell and dirty butt lofts up in my face. And I'm leaning back in the chair, not because I'm trying to get fully, I'm leaning back to try to get away
from it.
This path of poopy smell. And Zach from Classy Vape, after mine was over, he goes, it looked like you didn't enjoy that dance very much. I said you wouldn't if you would have smelled what I smelled. He goes, no way. And I go, you want to smell my shirt? He's like, oh no.
That's the kind of dance you have to like smoke a cigarette after.
Get rid
of the smell.
At least light a match.
When she first came over, she was facing me and kind of on my belly, I guess. And she had a little bit of vagina smell.
Oh my God.
But then when she turned around with the zit on the big, huge butt, and then she's torquing, she's basically smearing her ass sweaty poops on my shirt. And
was that your new shirt, too?
That was my brand new IBWIP shirt that we had gotten. And I was disgusted. And Zach just thought it was the most hilarious thing when I told him the story.
Wrong? That was lights out show. Like, all this energy that Blake had while we were there, physically and visibly left his body, because when we were ready to leave,
stole your energy.
I could see it in his eyes. He's like, we need to go home and go to bed.
Her ass stole your energy.
We need to go to the hotel and go to bed.
I was not even mad. I mean, I was frustrated that I lost 10 bucks, and normally in any other situation, I would have been like, fuck this, blah, 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 blah. I would have been mad, but I'm like, I'm not going to let it ruin my time in Tennessee. It's very short. Mm-hmm. But ass rubbing your poop on me.
Oh, it's gross.
She got a zero, correct?
Zero. Yeah.
So what do we have?
All right.
Total on the hole at Fuzzy Holes.
Here we go.
Score.
Zero for Harper. Total strippers get an overall 3 for an average. Uh-huh. For Fuzzy Hole average, their strip club rating is a 3 stripper poles.
Three stripper poles.
That's an average. That average, is an average stripper.
Average Angie.
I had fun. It was
a
good time.
A good time.
Hey,
we had a not so average time.
The company that we had
made it.
If
it was just us four that went into that hole, I think we would have all turned around within 10 minutes and left.
Hey,
speak for yourself.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. Uh-huh. There is nothing hotter than seeing chicks get dances at a strip club. Yeah. Both the Brandies in our clique.
Yep.
Heather. I'm sorry, Heather, it was worth the 15 bucks watching you from afar get this cage thing going.
We should have just gathered around when you were doing it.
And just stared at you.
If the listeners had seen my face just now, they would have seen me just recoil and like give Scott like this look like, what the fuck, dude?
Good time. Jason, good time?
Absolutely.
All right.
I wasn't there, so I have no idea how fun it was.
So let's take a break.
Let's do that.
Come
let's
back
take a break.
To the fun afterward.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake@ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, folks. This is the time of the show where I like to pimp out our sponsors and our other shows. Hey, folks, don't forget to check out the song Inside and Out. That is... I don't know how to do this. That is my spinoff show where I interview artists and we talk about specific songs. You can find us on iTunes. Just search the song Inside and Out. You can also check out the shows on IBWIP.com and any podcast app that you use for your smartphone. You can use that one as well. The latest episode, episode number 14, is my good friend Joey Henry from the Calamity Cubes and also from his solo project, Joey Henry's Dirty Sunshine Club. And he's talking about the song Kite. And this interview is exactly what I wanted the show to be about. Joey came on. We've been friends for a long time. He was very candid. He was very open. And he was very honest about how the song came about. And he's a great dude. Definitely worth listening. If you're a fan of the Calamity Cubes, if you're a fan of Joey Henry, and you know what? If you're a fan of music in general, you got to check this out, Faux Shizzle. And if you have an artist that you want to hear us talk to, just send us an email at the song inside and out at yahoo.com, and we will do all we can to get on there. I've got some pull throughout the corporation.
I really wish you could talk to Billy Idol about White Wedding.
She wants more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I know what. Maybe you know what? I'm going to try to get him. I'll try to get him.
Please submit your request through the Yahoo account.
Right. Do you think I could get Billy Idol to do this show?
Yeah, I think you could.
Okay. That would be sweet.
Two years ago? No. Right now? Yeah.
Yes.
And also want to pimp out RockyTopVapor.com.
Yeah.
Use promo code IBWIP20. Hey, folks, they have two great lines of e-juice. They've got the Shocker line, Shocker e-liquid, and they've got the Audio Fog. And let me just tell you, they have been more than generous, keeping us keeping us filled up. And there is not only is the company make great e juices. Do we have to call them? Can we just call them juices? Do we have to call them e juices?
Can we call them just juice?
Electronic juice.
What if they think that you were like, it's grape juice?
Mm-hmm,
what if they think it's grape juice?
I am vaping on some grape juice. Right. It is delicious.
An Audio Fog. Their new one flavor is called Distortion. It is a blackberry blast with some grape in it.
Yes,
love
Concord
it.
Grape.
Brandy, you are the mixologist of all mixologists.
Are.
Thank you so much. And she also told me about she's concocting a podcasting fog flavor just
right.
For me. So I'm anxiously awaiting that. This company does it right. And they don't just have e-juice. If you go to RockyTopVapor.com, you can get mods, you can get tanks, you can get tips, you can get everything that you need, starter kits. And they are customer satisfaction is their number one thing. When we got back from the trip, mm-hmm. I had completely forgot to buy anything that I wanted while I was there. And I ordered online using promo code IBWIP20.
Hey-o.
And there was a mishap with the juice.
Yes.
I don't know if I typed it wrong or, you know, whatever. I sent them a message. 2 days later, in the mail, my front door, they made it right. And, you know, I think the reason why it was messed up is because I requested a plastic bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was me. But they made it right. And I don't think they didn't do it right. And so quickly, just because it was me and part of our group or whatever, that's the way they treat everybody.
Yep.
And when we were there, they treated every customer awesomely. So
yes.
Is that a word, awesomely?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
If it ain't, it is now.
So check out RockyTopVapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20. Also, I got to give a shout out to ClassyVapeCo.com. Those guys are top notch too. Their juice line is awesome too.
Very good.
Definitely check them out and tell them that IBWIP sent you. And I think that's all I got. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse. Let's do that plug real quick. Man, we are way over on time.
Yeah, we are.
I did
what
not
time
realize
is it right now?
The fuzzy hole.
It's,
the fuzzy hole conversation
it's
was
late.
So long.
Took us into a fuzzy dark hole.
Fuzzy dark hole. But hey, it's our job to report out.
Let's you know what? Let's do this on the next. You know, do getting to know you on the next episode?
No. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do the plug right now for comedy. But do you want to do the getting to know you
part? Yeah, we'll do it.
Let's find out more about each other.
All right.
Next one, yes.
So, Fakakta Comedy Funhouse, it's going to launch on December 1st. I pray. It's getting so close.
Yay, it's going to be awesome.
We've been doing the GoFundMe. As of when this was released, the GoFundMe is over. We raised over $600.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Very awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff.
We had a lot of great people donate a lot of money, and we really appreciate it. It's going to help us out. We didn't meet our goal, but that anything is better than nothing. It's going to help
gonna stop us.
It's not going to stop us. And also, of course, 20% of that is going to the Children's Hospital.
Yep.
So we're going to get that donation out to them. And basically what Fakakta Comedy Funhouse, I envision it as a podcast network that has an assortment of shows that are all different and all unique, but anybody can go there and find a show that they'll be interested in. We got Drunken Lullabies, which is about craft beer. Of course, IBWIP is going to be on there. There's Song Inside It Out. Heather's show, Sex with Heather. We recorded the first couple of those. They're going to be awesome, guys. It's just a really unique way of talking about sex, and it's going to be really unique. Couch Pilots. We really got to get on our horse, by the way.
We got it.
Okay. Okay, I'm kind of freaking out about that, too. FCFnetwork.com, go to it. And, hey, if you check out some of the shows, they're all free. They're going to be on iTunes. Everything's going to be on iTunes as well. Stitcher, you're going to be able to get it anywhere. But if you enjoy what you guys hear, definitely give us ratings or reviews on iTunes. It helps get our show further up on the list so more people can see.
Ding, 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 ding.
And these are free shows. Yep. And we want you guys to have a good time. We will have a donation button on the front page of FCFnetwork.com. If you want to say, hey, that was an awesome show, here's $2, that's fine. That would be helpful because we're looking at this long term and it's going to cost us some money, but it's an art and art costs money. Yep. And whatever you guys can give, we don't want to beg for money, but we want to let you know that we're doing all we can. And just, hey, don't think, oh, well, I only got $5 I can give them. That's not very, you know, you're not insulting us. You're helping us out huge.
Just let us know you're out there and you like what we do.
So why don't you go ahead and give us the release schedule, and then we'll
show now.
The butcher's
here comes
on
the butcher.
Deck. Here we go.
The meat processor, the king of carcass.
Episode 223, Rockin' Lockin' with Rocky Top Vapor, is now available. Episode 224, Classy Gorilla, is now available. Episode 226, our next episode inevitably titled Simon and Garfunkel, Live in Central Time Zone, will be available on Friday, November 27th.
That's funny.
Yeah, sure. And don't forget, Friday, November 20th is Beautiful Day, where you're applying the second layer of makeup or listening to the worst U2 has to offer. Beautiful Day is for everyone, even you ugly bastards. That was a good one. I like that one.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, Thursday, November 26th is Thanksgiving. You know what I'm thankful for? All of you.
Aww.
That and the 233,000 I inherited from my recently deceased grandmother. Gang, we're going to Busch Gardens.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thanks, Grandma.
Don't forget to contact the show with any questions, comments, or suggestions, because that's what Mama likes. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, turn off the show and never say a word about this to anyone. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. So
please give us ratings on iTunes. Give us reviews. Help us promote this show. If you have an episode that you liked, link it on Facebook. Link it on Twitter. Do a picture of it, the screenshot of it on Instagram. Just help us out and help us spread the word, because if you tell two people about the show and then they tell two people about it, it's a pyramid scheme that won't cost you any money.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi scheme. Thank you, Heather. It was great reminiscing.
Thank you, Blake.
And
I had so much fun making that chart with you guys.
She was so giddy in the back seat. She's like, "Ooh, awesome. I'll do a chart." And I'm like, yes, pie graphs. Let's get this going.
I was trying to think of it very scientifically.
Right.
That's why we use facilities.
Big E, thanks a lot, buddy, for
you're welcome.
Taking time out of both your jobs.
Yeah, two jobs.
Jason, you were awfully quiet tonight. You all right?
I'm need to make a BM.
Oh, okay. Well, let's make sure that happens after this mystery tag.
What a great show, everyone. What say we go burn down some abandoned houses?
Yeah!
Let's do it!
Waka, waka, waka. Do you really gotta take shit?
Almost always.
All right. Sure, might as well. It usually is.
Really?
I took off my headset and everything.
Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed their path.
Yeah.
Can I have this ginger beer?
Yep.
Can I have this ginger woman?
Hey! I got a story about a ginger.
You want to hear it? Yeah, I want to hear it.
They had sex with?
Yeah.
All right.
Another.
So, many, many years ago.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Many, many years ago, when I was on my own for the first time, I had my first apartment with my friend Pete Hoffman. He was Asian. I dated this girl who had red hair. And she was a virgin. And I took her virginity.
You did.
And then 2 weeks later, I dumped her.
You dirty bastard.
I'm a fucking asshole.
You dirty bastard.
I used to be an asshole. And not the good kind of asshole, either.
Dirty bastard.
I was like Harper's butt.
How could you?
Did you have sex with her, with Ginger Butt?
Huh?
Did you have sex with Ginger's butt?
No, not her butt. It took me weeks and weeks to talk her into letting me put it in her vagina.
Exactly.
It would have taken me another couple months.
How old were you?
She was nine. Huh? I was probably 19, 20.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.